We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Maybe it was an iguana.
It was no iguana.
Maybe a... you know how they say there are alligators in the sewers?
Alligators in the sewers.
All we're trying to say is... maybe you just probably imagined it.
I couldn't have imagined it.
Maybe it was a pervert or deformed kid or something.
A deformed kid.
Maybe an elf or a leprechaun.
It was nothing like that, penis breath!
Elliot! Sit down.
I feel like a teenager again. Actually, I feel like an 11-year-old again. What an honor to bring in the great Dee Wallace, who played Mary, the mother, in E.T. and so many other great movies. Dee, what an honor and a privilege to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, guys. It's great to be back with some hometown guys, you know?
I love this. And the minute you started speaking, Dee, I went, oh, that's Dee Wallace in my head because it sounds just like you.
Oh, well, I'm glad I sound like me.
You do sound like you, girl.
When you played that clip, I thought, my God, my voice was so up and so light. It sounded like a little girl, kind of.
Dee, I said this to Scott off the air during the break. I said, she is the actress of my childhood. I mean, I just have so many great memories of all of those movies. I went to the theater and saw E.T. with my mother.
Oh, my God, so did I.
I can still see you standing there with that baseball bat in your hand. Cujo scared the crap out of me as a child and is still... I think those movies are still relevant today. In fact, Cujo was on the other day. I watched it with my children, and it has aged very, very well.
Yeah, it's really held up. And I'm all over the place, you know, and it's October. So everywhere you look, it's like a Dee Wallace reunion.
Well, all my horror films. Well, you are the queen of Scream.
I am, and I'm proud of it.
Hey, Dee, let me ask you, E.T. was actually the fourth or fifth movie you did. You have so many credits to your name. Can you think back and tell us how you jumped from the first, first of all, from KCK and Wyandotte High School, you got an education degree at KU, and then five movies in, you star in one of the biggest blockbusters ever.
At the time, the biggest blockbuster of all time.
Of all time. Yeah. How did that journey happen for you?
Well, it's all kind of a, you know, good old Kansas naivete, believe in God kind of story. And I graduated from KU. I taught a year at Washington. And then I said to my mom, look, I got to go follow my dream or I'm never going to follow my dream. So she backed me up. God bless my mother. And I had never been out of Kansas in my life. And
wow.
So I moved to New York. And the day I arrived in New York, I had an audition for A Little Night Music with Hal Prince. I had written him this, oh my God, you guys, this cheesy letter about, oh, you know, just think of all the publicity, Mr. Prince, a newcomer from Kansas story. <It's> so cheesy. But I got a call from his secretary and said, Mr. Prince got your letter and he'd like to fly you to New York. Well, being the nice Midwestern, very honest Methodist girl that I was, I said, oh, well, what day does he need me? And they gave me the date, and I went, oh, gosh, I can save Mr. Prince some money. He doesn't have to fly me in. I'm already coming in that morning. What time do you need me? And they said, well, we don't need you till 5 o'clock. And I said, that's perfect. I'm landing at 1. Right? Duh. They would have flown me in the day before, put me up in a nice hotel, flown me first class, I'm sure. But no. So the day I arrived in New York, I took all my belongings that I had with me, put them in a cab, gave the cab driver the address and said, hi, I have to go to Rockefeller Center to audition. Could you take these to my new address? And they all got there. They all got there.
They took your stuff for you?
Huh?
That's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic.
So anyway, that was my beginning. And I studied with a lot of great people. I did over 400 commercials in a very little time, studied with Uta Hagen, you know, and I was a dancer, so I was doing a lot of kind of making a living between the commercials and the industrial shows. And so I booked this industrial show for Oldsmobile. I can remember it was, tie a yellow ribbon around an Oldsmobile. And I danced my way across the country and thought, you know, I'm going to stay here for a couple of weeks and see. And there were a couple of guys out here who had been in my acting class. They said, well, you get us into your commercial agent, and we'll get you into our theatrical agent. So we did, and we each got signed by the other's agents. And then I baked cookies to get past the guards at all the studios. And when I got to Universal, they had casting director there went, oh my God, chocolate chip cookies, they're my favorite. Come on in. And as I was sitting there, they called from the studio and said, the girl playing the waitress is sick. What do we do? And he looked at me and said, what size do you wear? I said, what size do you need, honey? And I squeezed myself into that little size 4 uniform. You bet I did. And that was my first TV gig.
Did you, Dee, understand when you were on the set of E.T., did you understand at that moment how enormous that movie was going to be?
No. You know, nobody ever thinks of that when you're doing a film, truthfully.
Even with Steven Spielberg.
Was Penis Breath improvised or was that written into the script?
What?
Penis Breath.
Oh, no. It was in the script, but the laugh wasn't in the script. The laugh was exactly what happened to me in the moment. And, you know, but you just go in and you do the best you can. We knew we had a beautiful script, and we knew the special effect was amazing.
Yeah.
And you just go in, but the timing has to come together, and the public has to be ready for that movie. You know, it has to be released correctly and at the right time. So it's really a perfect storm that came together.
Oh, Dee, I remember my mother taking me to Kmart in Topeka, Kansas. She took me to Kmart, and all I wanted was the little E.T. doll. And I, to this day, I wish I had that from my childhood. I remember going in and coming out with that E.T. doll, and I thought I had won the Powerball. I was so excited to take him home and sleep with him. I mean, that thing was,
well,
that movie was just huge.
Would be worth some money if it was in good shape.
Hey, can you stick around? Because I know you're working on a get out the vote kind of program, and we want to talk to you about that. But we would be remiss if we just don't talk about the incredible career that you have and have had. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Of course.
All right. The great Dee Wallace, ladies and gentlemen, from Kansas City, Kansas. The Mother Mary in E.T. You also know her from Cujo and so many, so many.
Graduate of Wyandotte High School in KCK.
Went back to teach at Washington. And then went on to star in the biggest movie of all time for 11 years. Until Jurassic Park came around. Another Steven Spielberg movie. We'll visit with Dee Wallace again in just a moment here on KMBZ.
E.T. It's supernatural,
extraterrestrial. E.T. Don't want to waste any time. Let's get back to Dee Wallace. Hollywood Hall of Famer. Is it, Dee, is it weird when you hear a traffic report and you hear about I-70 and KCK?
I know exactly where they all are. I picture it all in my, you know, when people ask me where's home, I still say Kansas City.
Hey, you're really involved in the Get Out the Vote movement. What's that all about?
Well, you know, because if I am true to my Kansas City values that I was raised with, you know, the first thing that I was taught was that love has to come first. My mother ran the Cancer Action Society there for years. I grew up watching her give love and healing to people. The first thing I learned in church was God is love. And I could see so much stuff going on in our world that does not resonate with love. So I'm not really talking politics, but I'm saying if something or somebody doesn't resonate with love, doesn't align themselves with love or itself with love, don't vote for it. Because love is our strongest creation property we have in this world. And for us to be divisive, I mean, I get emails from people in Kansas City all the time. I'm so confused, Dee. I don't know which way to go. And I just write them back and I go into your heart. What feels more like love? Because your heart will guide you to the right place and your mind won't.
Dee, I was reading on
and,
your blog.
You know,
go ahead.
What?
I was reading on your blog. You write, and it's imdwallace.com. I love everything on here. You write, love yourself beyond anyone or anything else. Love yourself so much that you cannot do anything that doesn't make you love yourself more.
That's right.
That's
absolutely
beautiful. It's beautiful.
And we are taught not to love ourselves. We're taught that it's, you know, God's not going to love us if we love ourselves. Well, God didn't say that. You know, he said, you're made in the image and likeness of me. And the first thing I am is love. In the good book, it says, think only on these things. Love, joy, right? And it's to the point where families can't even sit down and talk to each other about the election or what side they're on. It's not right, and it's not going to get us the world of love that we all want to live in. It's just not.
Dee Wallace.
So yeah, I'm out getting the vote of love out.
I love it.
That's what I'm about.
Can you, Dee, go anywhere without someone stopping you and asking you about E.T. or Cujo or The Hills Have Eyes or any of them?
Only when I look really good, Dana. when I look like crap and go to the...
Oh, man, did we lose her?
I always get recognized.
Well, one of the stories that I found online that I absolutely love, you said years later after E.T. came out, a mother came up to you, and her son was autistic, and the mom said he has not spoken for 10 years, and she took him to see the re-release of E.T., and then what happened?
And on the way home, he started saying every line E.T. said in the movie.
Oh, my God.
And that is the power of love, because E.T. is all about keeping your heart open, right, and keeping your heart light on for the world. And, you know, I'm a life coach. You know that also, I'm sure. And we know scientifically, all the main scientists now have proof that when you hold yourself in the state of love, it creates, can create wellness in 93% of what we used to thought was just genetic. That it's really about our stories and our reaction to our stories and how we keep telling our stories of victimness that break our bodies down. I mean, the proof, this is not just some namby-pamby, oh, isn't it nice to love somebody thing. No, this is science. Science-based facts around love now.
Yeah.
So if you want to create money in your life, love money, guys. And you know why you love money? Because it's an exchange of energy, and it's a circle. What goes out comes around, and the more you get, the more you have to share.
Dee, I want you to be my life coach. Will you be my life coach? I've been looking for one.
I will.
What do you charge?
I will. And hey, happy 20-year friendshipversary.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome, guys. I love it.
Hey, do you have anywhere to go, or can you stick around? We love having you on the show. I mean, I understand if you got to run.
No, I've got another segment in me.
Hey, Dee Walls just phoned home.
You bet, baby. Whenever I can.
We would love to have you stick around if you would be so kind.
Sure.
All right. Hang on.
I want to take her home with me. Can I have her? Can I keep her?
Man.
I feel like, in a weird way, she's our mom. And she's not old enough to be our mother.
Listen, penis
but
breath.
When I was growing up, she was the mom. She was the mom on TV.
We'll get back with Dee Wallace, who has been more than kind. And more than generous with
and
her
Dee,
time.
And if you're listening, I would have told you that I had hidden E.T. in my closet. I would have just come to you and told you.
She is literally the movie mom of our generation in a scream queen kind of way, which kind of freaks me out. Dee Wallace continues in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Traveling in a flight out Columbia.
Okay, what an honor.
On a hippie trail,
what a privilege. To welcome her back home.
I met a strange lady.
The star of E.T., Cujo, and so many others. Dee Wallace is joining us on the hotline this afternoon.
And Dee, we would be remiss if we didn't ask about Cujo. And I have to applaud your work in that film for a very specific reason. I was around 9 or 10 years old when that film came out. And so I initially watched that film as a child. And I think, like everyone, it scared me to death. And then when you go back as a mother and watch that story as an adult, as a mother, I have four children, you see the movie in a different way. And the scene, oh my God, Dee, anyone listening who has a child, you know what you would do to protect that child's life. And the raw rage toward the end, it gives me chills to think about it. I can still see you with that baseball bat in your hand, and every mother listening would do the exact same damn thing. And so what do you remember about that shoot and the adrenaline you must have had to expel to make that happen?
Well, I remember I hate Pintos.
And so does everybody.
Not like she
I
does.
I remember that there were 13... impeccably trained dogs that played Cujo. They were all trained to go after toys. We actually had to tie their tails down with fish wire because they were wagging them all the time. But, you know, there were 13 dogs. There was one D, and it was relentless. It was the hardest shoot I have ever done. They treated me for exhaustion afterwards, and it's the film I'm proudest of. I can tell you that. I think I went as far as I could go, as truthfully as I could go there.
Because it was just you and that child, Dee, for most of the film, for 90% of the film, it's you and that child trapped in that Pinto.
The kid from Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny Pintaro. And my God, I got up every day and just thank God I got that kid for that role. Because he was like working with another adult actor. He was just amazing.
Let me take you down memory lane, and I don't expect you to remember names. It's been a long
time.
God. Now, hang on, Dee. Hang on now. And I don't expect you to remember names, but even if you don't, it doesn't matter because they remember you. From 3065. Hi, guys. Dee Wallace was my English teacher at Washington High School in 1974. She was great. I am Mark Lewis. I was dating Susie.
Oh!
I was dating Susie Demaranville or Demaranville. Please tell her that I said hello. Signed, Mark Lewis.
I do remember Mark Lewis. Hi, honey. How are you? You know, I loved teaching at Washington. I just loved it. I love teaching. I've taught all my life, whether it's dance or acting. You know, I had my own acting studio out here for 18 years.
Do you think your education background and teaching helped you mentor and work with all of these amazing child actors in some way?
I do. But, you know, I got to tell you, I give most of the kudos back to my mom for my acting, for knowing how to work with people with love. I mean, my mom, I'm sure she's St. Maxine up there, Neil.
I believe that is her name here, yes.
Yeah. She was a force to be reckoned with. And everybody, you know, all the press people would go, well, you don't have any kids. How can you play these moms? And I went, no, but I had a mom. Mm-hmm. And I had, for a lot of my life, a single mom who was powerful and loving and did anything she had to do to get us three kids through our lives.
Dee, what a lot of people don't know is you've done work with Rob Zombie.
Yeah, you're a fan, aren't you, baby?
I love Rob Zombie. Huge fan.
I love Rob Zombie, too. I got to tell you, he's the greatest guy. I love being directed by him. I love being his friend. You know, I just produced a short horror film for the fans during COVID that if anybody's interested, go to bloodydisgusting.com and you can see it.
Bloodydisgusting.com, is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the top horror site on the internet.
Now,
and
go ahead,
Rob gave me just a very generous quote about how much he loved it. But I just, you know, with Rob, there is such an element of trust. He trusts you and respects you. You trust him and respect him. And then everybody brings in their best stuff, and magic happens. It's amazing.
Your movies, obviously your two biggest movies, Cujo and E.T., are not uncommon to be found on TV at any weekend. Do you ever watch your own movies?
Every once in a while. I watched Critters the other day because my daughter, believe it or not, had never seen Critters.
Aww.
So we sat down and watched it together and had some really good laughs. And that's where I was going to go into a story that's way too long to go into now.
Well, I'll tell you this.
But, I watch Cujo every once in a while. I must have seen E.T., guys.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I do a convention or something or a public appearance, they want to play E.T. and do a Q&A. So I've probably seen E.T. 150, 200 times, and I still cry.
Yeah.
I'm still moved.
Yes.
You know? Let me tell you one more story about Rob and Sherry, though. They are the greatest couple together. Every morning, Sherry will bring Rob his health food shake and his vitamins. Aww. They're health nuts, you know. They're vegan, and they're really into their health. But I just love both of them. I just love them.
So last question, do you ever get back to Kansas City? And if you haven't been back in a while, what are some of your fondest memories of your hometown?
Oh, I haven't been back for a while because of COVID. I'm planning on coming and seeing my sister-in-law, Terry Bowers, as soon as I can. Well, the fountains. I love the fountains. I always, on the plaza, I always drive by Wyandotte High School and see it. And I always go by my old homes that I grew up in, although two of them now have been torn down.
Have you ever knocked on one of them and been like, hey, I'm the mom in E.T. I used to live here. Can I come in?
Yes.
No way. Did you really?
Yes, I did. And they kind of looked at me. But, you know, I've just got one of those faces. And I said, honest, I grew up in this house. And I was just wondering if maybe I could peek inside. And they let me come in.
Did they know who they, of course, knew who you were? Did they know who you were?
Well, I think they wanted to know who I was.
Because I'm just saying, Dee, like, if someone knocked on my door and I, you know, I think I would go, wait, you're who? Right. I mean, right. Really?
Sure, you're the mom.
Sure, you're the mom for me, Dee.
Yeah, we got it. We're good. Where's your gun?
Yeah. Well, you know, these days, I'm not sure I would do that anymore. And that's what I mean, you know. Don't we want to get back to the time that we can knock on a door and ask if we can see our old house without being scared that somebody's going to wipe us out? I mean, come on, guys. This is not who we are.
I agree, but I would also say you killed Cujo, and I would not mess with you, girl.
I'll tell you this.
You took that dog down.
Yeah, and you know that one scene where I yell at Danny, oh, I don't get you, your father.
Yes.
You know, the producer said, oh, Dee, we kind of think maybe we should cut this scene because we think maybe the audience won't like you. And I said, are you kidding me? There's not a parent out there that hasn't felt that.
Yep. Amen.
I'll tell you this. Dee, if you showed up at my door and said, I used to live here and I'd like to look around, I would let you in. If you showed up at my door
I come back.
Well, now hang on now, because I'm not done. If you showed up at my door with that baseball bat, you ain't coming in.
Yeah, I was pretty fierce with that. There's a lot of what they call Easter eggs in this little film called Stay Home. It's a takeoff on all the COVID stuff that I just did, and I happened to pick up a baseball bat.
Wow, how weird.
Well, you're very good with it, Dee.
Just for old time's sake, hey, yeah.
Give out your website real quick. People can find out information about Get Out the Vote and all that stuff.
I am dwallace.com.
I am dwallace, two E's, of course. I am dwallace, common spelling, .com.
Check it out. It's amazing, Dee.
That's right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. What a joy.
Oh, my love to my Kansas City, and thank you.
The privilege was all ours, and thank you for taking the time out of your day.
You bet.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Thank you. What an honor. Wow.
Can you imagine getting a knock on your door? Can you imagine getting a knock on your door? And she's like, I'm so sorry to bother you. My name is Dee Wallace. Can I please come in? I used to live here. I would love to hear from that homeowner, because I think 8 out of 10 people would be like, what?
Who?
What? What? Well, if they were our age, they would just pass out. I would know
she was. I would fall backwards.
But I think your first reaction would be like, no way. Come on.
Maybe it was an iguana.
It was no iguana.
Maybe you know how they say there are alligators in the sewers?
Alligators in the sewers.
All we're trying to say is maybe you just probably imagined it.
I couldn't have imagined it.
Maybe it was a pervert or deformed kid or something.
A deformed kid.
Maybe an elf or a leprechaun.
It was nothing like that, penis breath!
Elliot! Sit down.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
Welcome back. Thanks to Dee Wallace for being willing to spend a little extra time. That was actually slated for, I think, 1 to 2 segments. And she was willing to give us 3.
Oh, she's fantastic.
And we appreciate that. And I was talking to Sam during the break, off the air, of course. And I said, wow, the opportunity to talk to one of the biggest movie actresses from the 1980s. And
she's great.
I think it was 12 when E.T. came out. And I've seen that movie 1,000 times. I have never, and I'm going to tell on myself here, I have never seen Cujo.
What?
Yeah.
You will hate that dog and you will hate that car.
Is that a Bull Mastiff in that movie?
It is a Bernard, St. Bernard.
St. Bernard, okay.
13 of them. But
I love that she said we had to tie their tails because they were wagging them so much.
Because they were chasing toys. They were happy.
I will tell you, Scott, that movie still resonates today. You can watch it unlike, and I've
and
mentioned this.
Is it just the two of them and unlike, a dog?
Unlike Poltergeist, that movie will scare the crap out of you still. And it's one of those movies where there's no special effects. There's no, you know, fancy lights or sirens. It is just incredible acting with her trapped in that car with her son trying to get out of that car. You know, they don't have water, they don't have food, and they can't get out of the car.
And the dog won't leave them alone.
No.
For 2 hours, it's a woman and her son in a car.
Oh, God.
And the dog won't leave them alone.
There's a little bit at the beginning of the movie that is the backstory, how the dog got sick with rabies, how many people the dog kills before she comes rolling up in this car that needs
it's a Pinto.
An old farmhouse, and she needs a mechanic, and the car dies right as she pulls in, and then off to the races we go.
I'm in. I have never seen Cujo. I can't believe those words are coming out of my mouth. I've heard about it for years, obviously. I've never seen Cujo.
Put it on your Halloween list.
Okay, will do. Is it scary?
Yes. Yes.
But it's like 1980s scary.
Well, but no, because here's the deal. Poltergeist was 1980s scary, and I watch it today.
Poltergeist doesn't age well.
I just told you, it didn't age well. It's just silly. The special effects are horrible.
See, but E.T. ages well.
And Cujo aged well.
And Nightmare on Elm Street ages well. Now, Halloween, I mean, Halloween is Halloween. It's just a classic, but it doesn't age well.
You have to ask yourself, how hard would it be to run 30 yards to try and get to that house?
Do I got a bat?
No. And she was about 98 pounds in that film. And that's the movie.
Okay. Speaking of movies, by the way, more bad news from the entertainment industry. As the pandemic grinds on, AMC Theaters, AMC, locally owned, by the way, says it is running out of money, and unless things change, its reserves could be used up by the end of the year or early 2021. Studios have delayed the release of major films like Black Widow and the new James Bond movie No Time to Die, also Top Gun, Maverick, and AMC says, quote, the reduced movie slate for the fourth quarter along with low attendance is to blame for the cash crunch. AMC, locally owned again, the world's biggest theater chain, has now reopened roughly 500 of its 600 U.S. theaters with a reduced capacity of roughly 20%, but many of those seats remain unfilled. The company said that since its operating costs are more than what it was taking in and the future outlook is uncertain, it is considering moves including selling theaters, renegotiating leases, and exploring joint ventures.
I think
here's a novel idea, and I don't want to go crazy. Start putting out some of these major movies in your theaters, like Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
And idiots like me who are petrified of COVID will go sit in a theater to watch it.
I think they can survive this. I don't know that all 30,000 theaters or however many there are will survive because you've got to pay to keep those lights on. You've got to pay to keep the popcorn, the staff. The staff's the biggest cost. Security, all of that stuff. I don't think all of those physical brick-and-mortar theaters will survive. I think AMC can survive if they can just hang on through 2021, get us a vaccine. Could they not put plexiglass in between the seats the way we're seeing in nail salons?
How do they not have enough money in reserves to last less than a year? That's what I've never been able to figure out.
A lot of buildings, Scott.
I understand, but I mean, all that money you guys have been making over the years, and you don't have enough money left over?
Well, they just took out billions of dollars in loans to do all of their remodeling that they did. They all got the nice, cushy seats and all that stuff.
I hear you.
Okay. AMC has 2,200 screens in 244 theaters in Europe and 661 theaters in the United States. So roughly 900 buildings. That's lower than I thought it would be, Scott. Around the world, 900 buildings.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock news, stay tuned. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.